It's Paul Hurst here, and we've stepped off the Usdaw on Tour media bus. We're at Next Distribution Centre near Emsall, near Pontefract, and we've got two of the union reps with us. We've got Shelley and Janine. Shelley, can you tell us what's happening here today?
Well, we've brought the bus to Emsall. Next have allowed us to bring the bus on site. We're covering two sides of the complex. It is a huge complex. Basically, they do anything from the directory stock that goes out after you've ordered after midnight, you receive it the next day, to returns and hanging clothing that goes out to the retail shops.
And like you said, this is such a huge site, very busy, lots of traffic coming past. Yeah. How many people work at a site like this?
It's hard to determine at any one time how many work here, because there's that many, a number of temporary staff, agency staff. But over the whole of the complex, we've got about 2,400 members at this moment in time.
And those are members of Usdaw as well, is that right?
Yes, yes it is.
And what does that mean? Tell me about what your involvement is with Usdaw then.
Right, so I started with Usdaw as a union rep, sat in a canteen, and an area organiser came in, who wants to be a rep, and everyone pointed to me. So that's how I got involved. That's when I worked for the co-op. Some years later, as I got more involved and did the courses, I was elected to sit on the wage negotiations with Sharon Ainsworth for the co-op, and then I started applying for academy. The co-op, because they had very small sites with no reps on all the sites, asked me to go out doing some recruitment and representations. So it was before the academy started, before the concept of academy. So I used to get in my car in the morning, go out recruiting, or I'd get a phone call, we've got a representation, can you come and help us? So I'd go and do that. And it was basically the start of the academy, the origins of the academy. Co-op paid me wages, and I just went back into store Christmas and Easter, and I did that for about 2 years.
How important is it then in the life of such a big workplace such as this, how important is it that the union is present then, would you say?
Absolutely. There's that much going on a site like this. The National Officer, Irene Radigan, she's on site once every month, once every 6 weeks for a National Negotiating Committee meeting, which there's actually one going on today. We have three senior reps on this complex that are basically full-time conveners, and we have a number of 15-20 reps that support them. But there's that much going on with a company this size and the complexity of the operation on site here, that Irene's on site dealing with issues, consultations, movement of the business, because they want to keep modernising the business to keep up with the competition. This next operation was the first of its kind to have that 9 p.m. ordering delivered the next day, but the rest of the competition are catching up, so Next want to move to keep ahead of everyone else.
And that obviously puts different pressures on the workforce and the people who work in areas like this. But I can imagine it's a fine balance for Usdaw, you know, protecting the union members, but also making sure that the business does remain competitive, so that these guys obviously have more and more jobs.
Yeah, you've obviously, with so much going on and stuff coming at us for different parts of the business, it's a fine balance of what do we do to protect the members, but we need to protect jobs and support the business at the same time. And it's getting that fine balance. That's why if the company are thinking about doing something, they come to that NNC meeting with, this is what we want to do, can we have your input into it? And there's working parties set up on different projects that are going on. So the reps are involved right from the start to the end and at the finish of a consultation process.
You mentioned that a lot of staff here are already Usdaw members, but what would your message be to members of staff who aren't members? Surely they're benefiting anyway, because Usdaw's part of the fabric here, so why join the union?
For the representation, the number of reps that we've got on site and the full-time senior reps that we've got on site, that just tells you of the amount of work there is to do in a site the size of this. So if they want that backing and they don't want to be sat in there on their own, and obviously the more membership we've got, the more clout we've got with the union, with the company.
And of course there's other benefits as well. We've been chatting with solicitors and legal professionals who are all on the same team, if you like, providing help and support to us door members. I am waiting for Janine to come over. Janine is one of the academy. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about what the academy is and what it does?
So Janine's on Academy One. She's just started with us about 6 weeks in now, 6-7 weeks in. So I've been taking Janine round a mammoth different types of sites. This is my main industrial site, so she was with me on Sunday. We was on site here doing a wellbeing day, which went absolutely brilliant, which again is something that NEXT do every year to look after the health of the staff as well. But we were here on Sunday. She's been going into Primark's, Poundland's, all different things to get her an understanding of what else is going on out there and the different sides to the companies that we deal with.
Thank you very much indeed, Shelley. I am going to come to you now, Janine. So, first of all, tell me about the wellbeing day here at NEXT.
Oh, it was absolutely fantastic. So what we do, we come in as a trade union. We do the body mapping, so then we can see whether there's any major issues, you know, like the aches on the bodies, anything at all like that. It's just promote wellbeing as well, and that we are here for them if there's anything, any difficulties or anything.
And what's it been like for you then on the Academy programme?
It's been absolutely amazing. There's something that you challenge yourself, whether I'm not a very forward person, so it's got me out of my comfort zone to go and talk to people, obviously like promote everything that we do through a union, what we're there for, what we can help the people with, the members. It's just amazing.
And obviously you're doing this interview today, which I know is seriously though, it's a pretty big thing, isn't it, to step out of your comfort zone and even talk to somebody like me.
Yes, of course it is, but I think the Academy, it's the thing that's making you as a person as well. Obviously like the knowledge that you're learning as well as everything.
My final question is, what attracted you to Usdaw and where do you see yourself going in the future with Usdaw?
Obviously, like in the future, you just never know, but it's something that I am wanting to stick to with Usdaw. My first impressions were like, obviously, like in the workplace, what the other reps did, what the other reps helped other people, whether it were just like a small thing, major thing, just to let people know that we are there and we are there for support. That is a major issue in workplaces.
Right, well, thank you to both Janine and to Shelley. I've got to describe, you probably heard it in the background, they're pretty much stopping every vehicle that is leaving the distribution site here, the big Arctic lorries with all the NEXT gear in, and handing out some of our Usdaw goodie bags, which have got all kinds of things in. We've got the buses parked just by the entrance as well, so staff are coming onto the bus as they're changing shift. They're coming checking out the Usdaw bus. You can't really miss it. It's a big multicoloured single-decker bus with Usdaw written all over. It's got some of the benefits written on as well. And we have got team members just by the bus as well, with information on hand for anybody who wants help or support. And if you're one of those people too and you want to find out more about the Usdaw Union, or maybe you've got a question about membership and what Usdaw does for people who work in retail and distribution, then get in touch, hashtag Usdaw on tour via Twitter, hashtag Usdaw on tour, or usdaw.org.uk also gets you to the right place. And there is a helpline as well, which is 0845 60 60 640.